think of all the things that surprised me the most when I went from being an actor to going into casting was no one has time anymore to invest or indulge a temperament. Your reputation seems to be much, much more important than it used to be.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. Insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Casting Actors Cast. Really great to have you here. Today, we're going to be talking about professional actors and what they need in order to hang on to this roller coaster ride of a career called acting. So we have a checklist that we're going to be going through today, and I'm excited to be able to share it with you. Before we get started, once again, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. It means a real lot to me to hear some great feedback coming in. Also, I encourage you to check out the website, castingactorscast.com, because today's episode is going to include some show notes that you can download. It's a PDF file, and you can literally see the checklist that I'm working off of today. So you'll have a great time, I think, having this checklist in front of you. So that means you can listen to the podcast, but also you have that checklist in front of you for future reference, or you can have it with you as you're listening. castingactorscast.com. I've said this before in many other podcasts, but it's really important for somebody who's creative, being a creative person, to have a structure in their lives, especially when they're applying their creativity into a career. And so this is yet another example of how you can structure how you're doing as an actor. Sometimes it's real difficult to take our own temperatures. Believe me, I know. But here's a great way for you to sort of go through, see how many items on this professional actor checklist you have and you possess. Plus, there's also some additional checklist information on this page that we're going to be going through today. So there's a lot to get to. And here we go. What I call the essential business materials to consider. So all businesses have their tools, and you have to subscribe, in my view, to the opinion that you are the CEO of your own company. And so as an actor, you need to wear many different hats. You need to wear the hat that is business-minded, need to wear the hat that has a marketing degree, you need to wear the hat that has sales skills, all of those kinds of skills that you can apply to the business of show will really help you. Now, that is separate and apart from what I think of as your talent, your creative side. So as we nurture your creative side in some of these podcasts, I also want to make sure that we're attending to those CEO tools that you really do have to have in order to feel confident and successful about your place in the business. So the first essential business tool, material to consider is postcards for promotional purposes. Now, these postcards are usually 5x7. Oftentimes, they're just simply your 8x10, your headshot on one side, and then you can scribble a note or you can stick and paste an address label, although I'm not crazy about peel and stick address labels. I think the human touch is always a nice thing. Also, you can say thank you to an audition that you might have had. You might also want to promote a show that you're in, whether it's a showcase. Maybe you've just signed up for a really cool class that you want other people in the industry to know about. That's what the postcard is for, and you just drop it into the mailbox. Now, the thing of it is, honestly, when I get, and I get postcards every day, the thing to understand is that it's just kind of a nice way to stay in touch, and that's the way I view them when I receive them. But I don't hang on to them. I don't catalog them. I just look at them. I look at the picture. If I don't quite remember who you are, I make that association. Oh, I'm glad they're working, and then I toss the card. That's all you should expect from a postcard. Thinking that the postcard is going to suddenly and dramatically increase your auditions is really a fool's errand, I think. But again, it's a nice professional tool. It keeps me abreast of what you're up to without invading my time or my hard drive, if you know what I mean. So that's a postcard. Obviously, we've talked about this, you need to have a 8x10 professional headshot. Please go back onto the website Casting Actors Cast and click on the headshot show. That episode, I think, is chocked full of some really good ideas and things to consider even before you get your first headshot. But if you're considering getting a new one, then maybe that would be a really good podcast for you to get. By the way, the website's changed just a little bit. I'm including now all of the previous episodes on a separate page, and I'm going to kind of keep the current ones that are up to date on the very first landing page. So you'll see another icon on the website. So just click through, and you'll see all of the previous episodes of Casting Actors Cast. I think that's kind of a great way to index it for you, catalog it, and not, you know, waste a lot of screen space or your time. That's equally important. So that's your headshot. Next on the essential business materials to consider is, of course, your resume that gets stapled onto the back of your headshot. There is a podcast regarding resumes, so I don't want to take up valuable time here in your time. But again, if this is something that's relatively new for you, please, please, please listen to the podcast about resumes. Know that they are 8x10 in size, and you have to think about your resume as a one-page layout about you. The next business material is what I kind of have a general term for, but there are a lot of elements to it, and that's just general stationery. And that includes a CD, if you have it, of your voiceover work or your video work. You can have video envelopes. But more importantly, I'm talking about stationery that has your name on it. Now, it's not really that unusual for in this day and age to take your brand, whatever your brand is, and we'll be doing podcasts about brand. And if you haven't had a really good idea about what that is, stay tuned, because we're going to be addressing your brand, what your brand is. But it's not unusual for you to consider having a logo, either that or your name in a really interesting font, something that represents your personality. So the way you present yourself really is important in terms of all of those marketing materials that you should consider using. So, like, for example, when you get your headshot, what font do you use when you slug your name at the bottom of the page of the headshot, of the photograph? See, that can really be an effective way of expressing a little element of your personality. In the same way, stationery, note cards, maybe you have letterhead with a logo on it. Maybe there's a brand that you want to put out there for people to see and get a sense about who you are. That association, by the way, can go very, very far. If you don't quite believe it, just kind of think of the Starbucks logo, for example, right? Or the Apple logo with the bite taken out of the apple. Pretty iconic. I'm not suggesting you have a logo like that. I am suggesting that you really think through how your name would be best represented in the design style of your stationery. So CDs can be part of your stationery package, envelopes, return address labels, any of those things really are useful for you to at least consider and play around and have fun with. And you can get creative with it as well, as long as it's not too cutesy. You know, I don't really need to have your signature that might have an eye in it, and your dot on your eye is like a little heart. That's not really kind of great. Again, filter everything through how you want to be thought of as a professional in the business. Now, obviously, the next thing on our checklist, I'm sure you know you have this already, but I just want to point out a couple of things. Your email address. Usually, your email address is yourname@gmail.com, for example. That's fine. That's great. Perfect. If you're the only one. please refrain from out there email addresses. Hot Lips For You is not really the best email address. Or actorwantingtobefamous@gmail.com is not really a great professional email address to have. Obviously, I'm all for being clever, being interesting, but doing it for its own sake is not really helpful if you want to really be considered more seriously in the business. It's something that you should address on a more serious level. But that is your email address. Just make sure that your email address is easy to remember, for example. That will carry you very, very far, I'm sure. Two more on the essential business materials to consider is a professional website. Everybody must have a professional website. It's pretty much the default setting now. I encourage you to get your own domain name. Again, make sure that it's yourname.com. Or if you choose to have, you know, an interesting or clever name, that's fine. But make sure it's all, again, filtered through that professional business lens. That would be very useful. We're going to be doing it in podcast on what really is essential for your website. Suffice it to say, it does not have to be very extravagant at all. It can and should include your headshot and your resume, also a downloadable PDF of your headshot and your resume. You can have a blog on it. You can have some production stills. If you've got some clips, for example, of some shows or some work that you've done that looks professional, notice that I said looks professional, then I would encourage you to do that. Please refrain from putting your video audition submissions on your website. This is not a fan page. This is for people like myself, people in casting, producers, directors, if they want some more information about you. So filter it through. What would you want if you were a director or a producer? What would you want to know about you? And that's exactly how you filter it and put it on your website. And then finally, of the materials to consider, I encourage you to have social media pages, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, all those things. I know that this is a little bit controversial, but it's absolutely true, and I can't seem to disregard the reality that there are some producers out there who want to make sure that you have a lot of likes and followers. I've honestly heard of and have seen firsthand that if there is an actor that has a lot of followers, that there is an inclination to want to hire that particular actor. Now, I'm not crazy about that, but there is a reality that says if you have a lot of followers and you're doing a small independent feature film, for example, then there's a good likelihood that your followers will want to go see you in an independent feature film. And so many producers will rely on that outreach to bring in some additional ticket sales. Again, I don't want to sort of do any kind of a judgment on that. I think it's a little odd and a little sad at the same time, but I also know that this may be a reality that we'll be dealing with in the future, and so I think it bears bringing up now. Now let's move on to our checklist. This is a checklist for the professional actor. So as you do your little checklist, make sure that you review this checklist so that it's something that you do on a continuous basis. And it's sort of a promise to yourself. Again, bringing a structure into your career will help you free up the creative side of you while knowing that you're doing some wonderful things for your career on a business level. I started out as an actor, and one of the things that I decided to do early on, and I'm going to share this with you, is that if I could do three things a day toward my acting career, I would have had a really great day. And so I tried to make that commitment. What three things can I do as an actor that can help my career? Again, that little bit of structure for me made me put my head down on my pillow at night feeling like I had accomplished something. It can be a very isolating business, even though you're auditioning in front of a lot of people, even though you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off, trying to go to auditions and classes and do all those things that you think are important, and they are. You sometimes lose sight of the fact that this is a clear, focused approach to being a professional in the business. And those three things are what saved my bacon many, many times when I was struggling. So I wanted to share that with you. But here's the checklist. First of all, you want to make sure that you've assembled material that reflects your castability, what I call castability. That means if you are a character actor, let's make sure that you have a few monologues that reflect that work. Maybe you want to do a comedy piece. Maybe you've got a classical piece. Make sure you're up to date on some really interesting, good material. Also, when you go to the theater, or when you read plays, really make sure that you catalog in your mind or literally interesting character roles that you come across, especially in new material. Because that material is something that's going to come back and you're going to be asked to audition for when you least expect it, believe me. It always seems to happen that when you least expect it, something comes up. So, something that reflects your cast ability. The next thing on the checklist, you need to research and stay on top of trends and new projects that are going on out there. By the way, this PDF page that I'm giving you, there are some resources listed at the bottom of the page, so I'm going to encourage you to take a look at. But I believe every actor must absolutely read a newspaper on a regular basis. I absolutely believe that you need to read The Hollywood Reporter, New York Times Theater Reviews, the publication called Variety. These are all online. They're something that you can stay up on. What is happening? What's happening in the business? What should you be aware of? What's going on out there? Because that will, A, make you feel great about being part of this community, but B, what's going on in terms of trends? Oftentimes, you'll get advanced words on some casting that's going on. You get some advanced information about that. That becomes really, really helpful to you. So make a promise to yourself that you're going to continue to research trends and new projects in the industry. The third on our checklist, make a commitment to yourself that you've created and assembled a good cover letter and a resume and your demo material. It's all ready to go. It looks cohesive and it has a professional look. Don't omit any one of those. Make sure that it's very, very clear that you are organized and you are ready. The fourth checklist item is that you've added all of the appropriate and professional-looking demo material. That means your video work that you might have, if you've done some voice acting work, resume, picture, references. You're updating your website. Updating your website is really valuable. I had a situation where I was looking up an actor and I came across their website. I clicked on their website and they had a little section where they were blogging on a regular basis, but their last blog post was 3 months ago. Not great. Not great. If you're going to commit to a blog, baby, oh baby, you better commit to a blog and make sure that the blog, once again, is more about your place in the profession and not necessarily the wonderful chicken divan you had at dinner last night. Moving along on our checklist, that you maintain a professional wardrobe. We will do an entire podcast on what I call the actor's wardrobe. Suffice it to say that I believe it's so helpful to have pieces of clothing that you wear to auditions and you wear to readings and you keep it separate from the rest of your clothing. You treat it like business uniform, and that you have maybe 5 or 6 separate pieces that you know you look great in, you know the color is right, and you keep that separate. That includes the shoes. There's something about knowing that you look great in a particular skirt, if you're a female, and you've got a particular like nice top that has a great color to it. For guys, if you've got some really nice fitting jeans with great fitting shirt, and you wear it only for auditions, on those days that you go out and audition, you will be so happy that you did that. and you maintain that wardrobe, they're impeccably clean, and you feel good when you put them on, that can make a substantial difference to your well-being and to presenting yourself when you go on those auditions. Now, the last three items on our checklist, I know I'm running a little over my usual time here, but I really want to get to this. Make sure you attend every audition and opportunity that is available to you. Make a commitment to that. Then you want to follow up every audition and opportunity with a thank you note. There's your postcard. There's your stationery. And then finally, continue to update, rehearse, take classes, prepare material that you may be called upon to audition for. That would be a great commitment that you can make to yourself. And I promise you, if you do these things that we've talked about, your career will have taken a giant leap forward, and you're welcome. I couldn't resist. Please let me know if this was useful to you. I have a comment section on Casting Actors Cast. I also have now newly on the website an ability for you to leave me a voice message. It doesn't cost you anything. You just do a click and you leave me some kind of a message. Let me know that you like the podcast. I would really love some feedback as this podcast seems to be growing exponentially. I just want to say thank you so much for all of the positive responses that I've gotten, and keep them coming because this is going great and I hope you've had a good time. That's it for me for today. I'll see you next time on Casting Actors Cast.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in.
Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.